fantastic story. Just before I start, can I say thank you very much? This is the third time you've given me the opportunity to read up here, and it's been great, great experience. I think it's partly because poetry is like the interesting little sorbet in between the meaty main courses. This first one sums up my intense curiosity about people and why I write poetry. It's called Being You. Let me wear your hands and hair, ease myself into your legs and slip your arms and shoulders on, button up your chest and pull your face. Let me use your eyes to check that everything's in place, flex your muscles, flick your tongue across your teeth, and speak. For then, and only then, can I begin to understand what being you is really like. The second one is taken from an experience near to where my parents lived down in Limoges. It's a little town called Oridor-sur-Glane. And in 1944, the Waffen-SS, when they were attacked by French partisans, surrounded the town, moved all the men, women and children to the centre of the town, put the men into a number of barns, machine gunned them, put the children and the women into a church and set fire to the church and threw grenades in. It is an experience going around this town, which has been left exactly as it was that day, that I think everyone should experience to see the horror of what humans can do to other human beings when they forget to love each other. It's called Oridor. Vacant, silent streets, houses, spaces where there shouldn't be, holes in walls, in doors. The church is empty, but for us, broken windows, words on the walls, melted pushchairs. And on the hill, a graveyard, corpse crowded, watches us walk around their empty town. Souviens-toi, remember, ruins, wreckage on the shore, not what I thought, what I saw. The third poem comes from a moment of unapologetic lust. I went to the T.S. Eliot, the reading of the poets shortlisted for the T.S. Eliot Prize, and there was just a head, a lady's head in front of me. I thought just how lovely it was and how I wanted to get to know her, and then the moment passed. Roquet. While the poet reads, I occupy myself with you, a head in front of me. Watch your artlessly parted, careless hair, and the nape that my eyes have stroked 100 times, and the curls that my 100 hands have run their fingers through. And yes, 100 conversations I have dreamt, and crumple up, now the show is over. One of my favourite plants is about 40 foot high and lives for about 40 years. It's a birch tree, and I've planted 9 in my garden. I just love the sight of them. They are, I think, one of the native species that turned up first after the Ice Age, and yet they just look so fresh and white in so many places. It's called birches. This white lead lightning streak with feathered dry brush branches leaps from galleried frames and stands in rows beside the river. This pockmarked white kid hangs around on wasteland, lining railways, lurks in gardens, spitting sap on tidy driveways. This refugee from Katyn Forest stood, a powerless witness, flanked by heavy-coated firs, and saw 4,000 men cut down and planted. This next one is an ode. It's an ode to the used condom that I see as I walk up the street every day to work. See it just getting more and more worn out as I walk along. It's called Ghost Shroud. Rubber, torn on the tarmac, just a spoonful emptied into, inner tube outside. Life cycle, latex O, omega but never alpha, round full stop to all of that. Empty windsock, party pooped balloon, skin thin insulation, surgical protection, single-fingered glove. Lifesaver, life-retaining second skin, rubber raft for drowning seamen, saving some for later. Diving suit, for when you're overwhelmed, engulfed, beached jellyfish, deep sea life form, formless, filled with life in salty darkness. Bedding ring, worn lovingly, ending with an oh, oh, oh my God, and a great big yawn. Sausage skin, fillet, give it one quick twist and a snip. The O in, no, not this time. Finally, I've just finished my English degree, and as a bit of relaxation, being half Scots, I've decided to teach myself Gaelic, and so far I've got to lesson one. And this poem is called Lesson One, Simple Greetings. Hello, Malcolm. How are you yourself? I am fine just now, Katrina. Now you've paused. I trace a line, let my tongue tip linger, wet my lip before I speak. And then your alien tongue slips in to tease my teeth, ease my stiffened lips apart, mouthing words I cannot understand. Long forgotten foreign sounds, distant cousins, burnt out, whipped out, language left without a forwarding address, adrift. Hello, Achalam, Chiamarat Ha Uhein, Hamigubah, Tahpalet, Andrasta.